Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. It's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 9th October 2024. Welcome to tonight's program. I have got a very special guest tonight, a lady I met in person a couple years ago in Missouri. And she's been on our radio show in the past several times. But I haven't bothered for a long time because this woman had been up to her eyeball busy. She had some health issues she's overcome, and she's still just swinging a sword, I'm telling you. We're going to talk to Dr. Sherry Timpe in a minute. Don't you all go away. And don't forget, we are offering the books of Cat by Kathy O'Brien, Transformation, T-R-A-N-C-E, Transformation America, written about 1993 and 94. I've been ready about 2 years, about the book. And people got upset. They threatened to burn down the radio station, because her book told the truth of what they were doing to sex slaves. And now we know this is all true. We see it now, big-name people being accused of this, including Sean Combs and what he's been involved in, a lot more than that. We know that Kathy was telling the truth. We got that book, the one, Access Denied due to National Security, and then the DVD of the book, Transformation America. They're all available. You can call the office tomorrow at 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448 and order what you want those. And we'll have the price, I think, ready for tomorrow to get those things. But the book, Transformation America, everyone needs to read and understand the evil in our society, especially in government. And found out just last time Kathy on a couple weeks ago, that our Senator Robert C. Byrd, the Senator of this state for many, many years, was her owner and controller. I knew before that, back in the 90s, she would not come to West Virginia. She was scared to. Now I understand why. She said somebody, Senator Byrd, to me back then, but she did not tell me that he was the one that owned her and sold her out, so to speak. Now, folks, this is all facts. You read it for yourself is all I can tell you. If you want it, it's available. And prayer request tonight for Joe, right here in West Virginia. Joe calls in the program quite often. Joe went to the doctor today. He studied his aneurysm had grown, but it hadn't. He's still safe with that. They found that he has gallstones, which is not funny, but he's trying to work with that right now, too. So if you all don't mind, keep Joe in your prayers. I'd appreciate that. And also, a lady named Rebecca, who's fighting cancer. Remember Rebecca in your prayers that the Lord will bless her. She's going to try the Tahibo tea and see what that might do for her. I know it's healed other people of different kinds of cancers. Healed my brother leukemia. I know that's a fact. I know my brother pretty well. So we'll hope and pray they'll do the same thing, all right? But keep Rebecca and Joe in your prayers if you don't mind. And tomorrow being Thursday, we'll be in the office tomorrow between 9 and 4 Eastern. Love to hear from you. Really, really mean that. Now, if I happen to get real busy and can't talk a long time, please don't be offended. I want to hear you. I want to hear your voice and just know you're out there. So don't feel bad to call us tomorrow. If you live overseas, call and let us know that you're listening. We'd appreciate it. You can call that at 1-304-846-4448, I think. That's how you do that from overseas. But you can call and say hi to us. We have listeners all over the world, and I do appreciate y'all being there. And I do mean that sincerely. But our guest tonight, like I said, I met in person once in Missouri a couple years ago. Had her program several times. She's a doctor that's taken a stand for the truth and has paid a price for it, as a lot of them have. But she just simply won't quit. She's like a bulldog. She gets a hold, she's not going to turn loose. We're going to talk to Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. Dr. Sherry, are you there? I don't hear her. Is she there, Todd? Are you there, Dr. Sherry?
I'm here.
Okay, there you are. Okay, quit trying to hide from me.
Okay.
But anyway, it's good to have you. And for new listeners, we have new listeners all the time. We've been blessed to get two or three more networks since last time you've been with me, and there are new listeners all over the world. Tell the folks who Dr. Sherry is and what you've been involved in the last few years.
Oh, gosh. The last couple of years have, you know, I've really changed. I really pivoted directions. You know, August of last year, August of 23, I had a stroke, and I've, you know, it's taken me like most of the year to recover from that. Even though I've continued on with my writing, I put out a book called Walking with God, and that was book one, and book two will be out sometime around Christmas. And I write two Substacks a week now, which is dr.tenpenny.substack.com, and I write tenpennywalkwithgod.com. And I do 7 podcasts a week of my own, and then I'm on various different shows such as yours and others. And that's pretty much what I do and how I make a living these days. I haven't seen patients in a year, and I don't travel as much as I used to, but I'm still fighting the fight in terms of keeping people from getting this COVID jab and doing what I can to help them get better.
Oh, my, Dr. Sherry. I don't know how you deal with the pace you had for years. I'm really honored to know you and a woman like you that has the tenacity you have and the heart you have for people and to glorify our Father in heaven. I mean, not seriously, you're a special lady. You've been blessed by God, and you blessed others, and I appreciate you for doing that.
Well, thank you. You know, it's just when you're given a commission, I mean, you have two choices, to do it or to not do it. And to not do it is not a very good choice.
No, it isn't.
It's just good to, you know, when God kind of calls you to duty, I mean, you put on the full armor of God and you just keep marching no matter how many arrows in the back and bullets in the chest you have to take to do it.
That's very true. And I know from personal experience, I've tried to say no, and I got my tail smacked, if you know what I mean.
Uh-huh.
So you don't tell your father no. But I watched you in an interview the other day with another gentleman, and some of the things I've been, and I know these are all true. I don't doubt the sources at all. But they're mind-boggling as to what we call the jab has done to people and doing to people every day by the millions around the world who were suckered into taking this jab and believed the lies. And some of the things I've been reading and watching and seeing, Dr. Sherry, sound like something out of a science fiction movie. Just, I know we could talk for hours on this, but give us some of the things that the main thing you're seeing that's going on with this.
Well, there's, you know, the COVID jab really, you know, prior to when they even released the shot, particularly the Pfizer shot. Remember back at the beginning of this when Pfizer was trying to hide all of their documentation for up to 75 years?
Yes.
And Aaron Seary took them to court, and the judge, you know, wisely said, "Ain't no way, Hoser. That's not happening. You need to start releasing it." But one of the first documents that they released was a 38-page paper. And towards the end of that paper, there was about 8 pages of that paper that were single, you know, it was the entire page for 8 pages, single-space typing that listed more than 1,200 diseases, conditions, and syndromes, side effects that they knew before they even released the COVID jab were going to happen, or that they had seen happen in their clinical trials. And so when people say to me, you know, do you think the COVID jab can cause X, like fill in the blank with whatever condition or disease you might have, my answer is uniformly yes, because it was probably listed in some of their first documents. And if it wasn't listed, you know, who knows what's going to happen inside of your physiology. So the, one of the things that we know the COVID jab did, the spike proteins, could go across the blood-brain barrier and cause disruption of the frontal lobe, where you have thought processes and feelings and emotions and inhibition of, you know, you think inside of your head, I would have punched that guy, then you don't punch him. It's because your frontal lobe of, like, the area that lives behind your forehead, it's that area of the brain that said, no, stop. You shouldn't. That's not a good idea. And so they know that the COVID jabs adversely affected the frontal lobe, and it can lead to early onset dementia and Alzheimer's. And who knows? And we know those things for sure. Well, who knows what else it can cause in terms of emotional disruption and, you know, frequency, sensitivity to frequencies when they hear them, or little things that trigger them. So I don't know if you remember this. This was back probably 6 or 7 years ago. This was before COVID. The CDC put up on its page, up on its website, a page called the Zombie Apocalypse.
Yes, yes. And the folks listen to this, because this is actually, this is science fiction come to life. And I'll just add this. I did watch a video, Dave, a very credible video, and I should have written down some information, but from a credible source, that this will make people more or less go brain dead, and they have a potential that they might want to bite you. Now, folks, I'm not making this up. This is a fact. And this was put out, well, actually, by the government some time back about a zombie apocalypse could be happening. Put out to watch for this. So pay attention. This is for real stuff. Go ahead, Dr. Sherry.
Yeah. So that site on the CDC website is that they put up was called the Zombie Apocalypse.
Yes.
And it was written about all the people that were just literally walking around like zombies and clawing and scratching and biting and all that stuff. And everybody that had read it at that time said, what in the world is this? And then the CDC downplayed it and said, oh, it was just meant to be kind of to get people's attention and get people to read the site and all that other stuff.
If that was true, that's still a sick thing to do.
It is, but we know that all of the things that they do are all predictive programming. They tell us years in advance what they're going to do, and then they do it. So this is, I believe, part of what they were telling us was going to happen. We just didn't know how or when.
And it's happening. It's happening. And knowing that this can be, the electronics that we work with every day, our cell phones and the towers they use now, can literally trigger some of these things to happen in our mind, in our brain. That again, that sounds like science fiction. But it wasn't a coincidence that you know, they come out with the level 5 of the towers and the jab at the same time. That was not a coincidence. This was all planned long ago. I have no doubt about that.
Yes, I believe that that's true.
So we watch all this happen in our lifetime, and in the last 3 or 4 years. You go. I don't want to cut you off, because I want you to tell us what you're seeing yourself as far as health issues, any kind of health issue because of the jab that you've seen happening.
Well, remember, Pastor, I said I haven't seen patients in a year.
Right.
But I do know,
I know that.
That in my clinic, there's a doctor and 2 physician's assistants and a couple of nurse practitioners, and they have seen people in the long list of conditions that I mentioned on that paper, which were myocarditis and all kinds of problems with heart disease. You know, not just myocarditis is inflammation of the heart. Not just inflammation of the heart, but arrhythmias, atrial fibrillation, lots of blood clot things. So there have been strokes. There have been, you know, heart attacks. The turbo cancers are through the moon. I mean, people are just that have had cancer in remission, and they And they got the jabs, and now it suddenly came back and came roaring back. Young people with cancers that drop over dead within weeks, days, or months, of being diagnosed. I mean, this is a bioweapon, and people were deceived. And the spirit of fear inhabited people's brains.
Yes, that's true.
And instead of taking that spirit of fear to the foot of the cross and asking the Lord to remove it, they bowed their knee to a pharmaceutical product to remove the fear, regardless of what excuse she came up with. It was to keep my job, to see my grandkids, so I could travel, because my spouse made me do it. It was all done voluntarily. Nobody put a gun to anybody's head and said, you have to take a jab. And so now people are in a place of repentance and regret because they fell for the lie, you know. And in 2 Timothy, it talks about that people will listen to the lies that their itchy ears want to hear.
Sure.
And they kind of listened. And for whatever reason, the biggest thing was fear. The second thing was inconvenience. The third thing was because of it's me. I wanted to do these things. And then there was this element of, well, I just felt it was the right thing to do. I believed that me getting a jab might keep somebody else from getting sick. And so they, you know, they thought from a social justice perspective that was the right thing to do. But now we know the graphene oxide, the nanobot technologies, the microfrequencies, all the different things that have been injected into people from these jabs are just literally deadly. I mean, I get reports every single day, Pastor, every day, and I'm not exaggerating, of young people that are dropping over dead, suddenly died. I just got a report today of an airline pilot that died mid-flight, and they had to do an emergency landing.
Yes.
This is the beginning. This is the beginning of the travails. This is going to go on for years.
Is it going to increase, you think?
Yes, because, well, it had a sharp increase probably a year or two ago, which has leveled off a little bit because people are not getting any more. There's a fewer number of people that are getting boosters. So, but as people were getting, you know, the two shots plus the booster, and the CDC had bragged about the fact that they were making up that they were making their 10th booster, you know, and then they were bemoaning the fact that only like 22% wanted to get the 10th booster. And when I heard that, I was just shaking my head going, well, what was wrong with those people that they were willing to get a 10th booster, you know?
They said that one jab would do it when they started with. They said just one jab would do it. You're done the rest of your life. Now it's every 6 months or a year, isn't it?
Yep. It's on the pediatric schedule for children starting at 6 months of age.
This is amazing. Folks, if you go to our website, PastorButch.com, look under health news or government cover-ups. You watch the videos that we posted today on what's going on with these jabs. You're not going to. It's hard to believe, but we know it's true. And we see every day, Dr. Sherry, young athletes drop dead on football fields and basketball courts, and young ladies getting turbo breast cancer, and on. You said the pilot, and more than one of them dropped dead in the cockpit. We know that for a fact. We've seen this. So all this was forced on the people, so to speak, in the sense that if you don't do this, you're going to lose your job or you'll be kicked out of the military, whatever. And by the grace of God, a lot of people wouldn't do it, you know, only by his grace. But I'll say this, that the church was given a test. Are we going to fear men or are we going to fear God? Are we going to obey man or God? The church as a whole in America, the world, but I'm talking about America, failed that test. We quit going to church because we're afraid of a virus. We didn't go see our families during Thanksgiving, in my mind, the most important holiday of the year, Thanksgiving. We didn't do that because they wouldn't fellowship. They wanted to take a chance of catching or giving COVID. We lost out on 3-4 years of life, so to speak, out of fear, and now millions are going to die for giving in to that fear. So this is really an atrocity and a catastrophe that it's hard to imagine, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It really, really is. And, you know, the good news is that, you know, people, a lot of people, even though they may not be publicly talking about it, they know that they made a mistake. I mean, there still is a large portion of the population that is never going to admit that they were wrong and never going to admit that they did something to their bodies that they shouldn't have, and that they still believe in vaccines and they're going to keep getting them. I mean, I look at that, Pastor, just like from the parable of the sower, that those, you know, that you, the sower sows seeds and it falls on either rocky soil, it falls and gets choked out by the weeds, it gets right. scorched out by the sun, or it falls on good soil and grows up and bears fruit. The people that are closed-minded, closed-eared, and closed hearts are just like the seed that fell on the rocky soil. There isn't any reason at this point in time to spend a lot of time trying to convince them otherwise.
No, if they're not convinced by now, they're probably not going to be convinced. Because I think everybody knows somebody in the family is sick because of this, and it's spreading across the world. We don't hear anything reported from overseas very much, but that, of course, you don't hear a lot of it right here in America, as far as I'm sure the actual numbers. But they do bring it up once in a while. So-and-so, this time they have turbo cancer. A pilot dropped dead today while he's in the cockpit. That happened today, by the way. He's in the cockpit. So these things we hear, but no, and the masses probably never will tie together, that all of a sudden these young people are dropping dead playing sports. And numbers of unheard of before. But the news media does not tend to want to let people know the entire truth, because I guess people get their eyes open and panic if they did. But some of the things that's been uncovered, and knowing that your cell phone can literally trigger these, devices in your body to actually start doing harm to your body, even turn you into a zombie. Now, folks, I'll make this up. This is for real. It's what they've done with the cell tires at the new level 6, they can actually put that into your brain. Beaming into you. These are things that 30 years ago would have been considered science fiction, but now they're real. And with what you're doing, what you're seeing, you have to be torn apart more inside than I am, because you're a doctor and you want to help people. And I'm sure that must really frustrate you sometimes, that you're telling all this truth and not very many people are listening to you.
Well, you know, I have because of my background in emergency medicine, I have a little different perspective on things. I mean, it's sort of like, you know, when I spent, and it's not just me, it was the five docs, it was, you know, the people labeled as the disinformation dozen, the people that were on the horn, like yourself and others, all the time, warning, 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 and they did it anyways. And now they're like, fix me. I mean, to me, it sort of is like when you have a child and you keep telling them, don't put your hand on the stove, it's hot, you'll get a burn. Don't put your hand on the stove, don't do it, don't do it, I'm telling you, don't do it. And then they go lay the full palm of their hands on the top of like an electric stove and they get like a severe burn. And then there's crying and screaming and saying, it burned me, it burned me. And you stand there and say, well, I warned you, I tried to tell you this was going to happen. And yes, you can do what you can to sort of calm the pain and try to bandage them up. But with a lot of people, you know, sometimes it's like, well, I guess she didn't listen, you know. And you can help them as much as you can, but there are consequences that are just going to have to, you're just going to have to walk through. Because there are certain things that can help with the spike protein and certain things that can help with making people healthier, but it doesn't matter what vaccine it is, Pastor. It doesn't matter if it's a COVID shot, an MMR, a flu shot, a shingles vaccine. It doesn't matter what it is. Every shot is an injection of poison. And
yes,
once you've been vaccinated, you can't unvaccinate. And once you've injected that poison into your system, there's only so much you can do to get it out, and some level of damage is going to remain no matter what you do.
Well, and to see the reaction of people that are literally dropping, literally dropping dead, right on the spot, and they're suffering at such young ages, it's just unthinkable that we couldn't convince more people not to do this. But I think it was 200-something men in this country that got the jab. So I left about another 100 million, maybe, or 80 million who didn't, so thank God for that. But I'll say this to brag on those who didn't take the jab. It took a little bit of courage,
because you were ostracized sometimes. It did. You were laughed at and mocked and ridiculed. When, you know, were you supposed to be going to certain places? And, oh, no, and wear the stupid mask. And I would not wear a mask. Never did wear a mask. I couldn't go to certain places. I don't really care. I survived without it. But the point I'm trying to make is if the people gave in out of fear, total fear, and fear is not a god. If you're a Christian, folks, you're walking in fear. You're not walking in faith. That'll take you to hell. That's not what Christ is. But to know that these shots, these jabs, can be triggered from an outside force now to do things to your body that they're like little robots inside your body, just waiting to be triggered to attack your heart or your liver or whatever it may be, or your brain. And that is a fact, isn't it?
Yeah, it is a fact. You know, and it's if people would have just, you know, a lot of the message that I gave people during that time was just wait. You know, don't rush to the pharmacy to get your COVID shot. You know, it's an experimental drug, no long-term studies. At that point in time, we really didn't know what the consequences were going to be. There was no package insert to explain actually even what was in it. It's like, what's the rush? You know, you can always get a shot. You can always wait, you know, and see how this is going to play out. You can always get it if you want to get it. But, you know, one of the things I've lived kind of my life by, Pastor, is I'm never the first one on the bandwagon. I'm never the last one off the bus. So, you know, I don't jump into new things. I'm not the first person on the bandwagon, like jumping in saying, yeah, this is great. Let's go do this. And when enough evidence comes out, I'm not the last one to change my mind. I'm not the first one to jump on the bandwagon, and I'm not the last one to jump off the bus. But there is an element of patient waiting and watchfulness to see where this is going, to make a decision of whatever it is this right for me? And it could be a business decision or a financial decision or something about your health. But there's no reason to run to the front of the line on most anything that you do.
Well, you know, in our little congregation, there's not very many because actually we meet in a studio setting. We don't have many people come to that, but we have a ear, throat, and nose specialist who, of course, draws blood from time to time from patients. She showed us pictures of blood samples she had out of the patients who got the jab. The blood had actually separated. It had congealed in different layers, and on the top, it actually had looked like little metallic bits of metal. I mean, you can see it in the picture. And she said this only come out of the people that were jabbed, not out of the other patients. And so I thought that was really interesting that this actually showed up that clear in the blood. And we know that the people are getting the blood clots. Some of them 3 or 4 foot long, looks like taking out of their veins and arteries that's killing them. And we see this happen. And funeral homes are saying this is happening. And they can't even embalm them because the arteries are so clogged up. This is actually going on all over the world, is it not?
Yeah, it is. And we've seen it a lot of places.
Oh, well, we're going to break. Hang on through the break, folks. I'm going to talk about it and your phone calls next half hour. 844-769-2944. Talk to Dr. Sherry Timpenny.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling the Manna Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give the Manna a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to namana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Hi there, and thank you so much for listening. This is Summer. I'm owner and operator here at Superior Mountain Herbs. Please visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com. You can always call or text 406- 274-7579. We'd be happy to assist you with any of your health and wellness needs, whether you're currently combating serious disease and infection like cancer, or you're just simply looking to keep your body in great shape and maintain what God has already given you. You can visit us, and we would absolutely love to help you. Once again, visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com or give us a call at 406-274 in great shape and maintain what God has already given you. You can visit us, and we would absolutely love to help you. Once again, visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com or give us a call at 406-274.
Borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is war. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
All righty, folks, we are back. And now we do have a phone line open, only one tonight. But you can call in at 844-769-2944. And if by any chance you know someone that got the jab and you know what happened, like to share, please feel free to do so. Or if you may have any questions about the jab, maybe you got the jab, feel free to call in. That's what we're here for. This is not my broadcast, folks. This broadcast is for the glory of our Father in heaven. I'm only a servant. I just work here. And don't you feel like you can't call in and talk to us, because you can. 844-769-2944. Call and ask your questions and share your thoughts. Dr. Sherry, before we get any further, tell the folks how they can keep up with you and how can they find you.
The main site is drtenpenny.com, drtenpenny.com, drtenpenny.com. And from there, you can get links to all of, to our newsletter, to all of our podcasts, to my Substacks that I do, to really great reviews that we do on my happy hour. And so everything kind of buttons up there. So if you go there, spend a little time on the toolbar at the top. There's a lot of drop-down windows because it's a big site. There's a ton of stuff on it. So spend, 5-10 minutes, and, you just hover across the tabs at the top, and you'll be able to find what you're looking for, because everything buttons up at drtenpenny.com.
Okay. And I'm sure, how long were you in active practice?
Oh, gosh. Almost 40 years.
Oh, that's impossible. You're not that old.
Well, I am that old, Pastor. I got a letter the other day in the mail. I actually wrote in my Sunday Substack a couple weeks ago about it, about how time flies. I got a letter in the mail from once a year, where my alma mater, where I went to medical school, they have something called a Founders Day weekend, which is like a big celebration. They invite all the alumni back, and it's a fundraiser for the university, actually, but it's also a bit of a class reunion. And the first sentence of that letter said, you really should come back this year to Founders Day weekend, because this is your 40-year anniversary graduation from medical school, and classes that are like year 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, they get a special recognition. I was like, oh, my gosh. I've been in medical school for 40 years. I just have such clear memories of so much stuff that happened during that time. It's hard to believe it's been that long, but time just flies,
It does fly by. It does. But I mean it sincerely. You don't look anywhere near that age. You really don't.
But
thank you.
I sometimes like to, I think, well, I wish I could back to 16 or 18 again to feel as good as I did then with energy and all the other things we take for granted, you know, because they're going now. You know, 76 years old, not 26 years old, I'll tell you that right now. But, you know, just to go back to just have that feeling of exuberance of, you know, and all the excitement of being young and planning things. Next thing you know, you're getting old and slowing down, and you can't do a thing about it. Just the way it goes.
Yeah.
Let's take a phone call from right here in West Virginia. Let's talk to Joe. Joe, come on in.
Thank you for taking my call. But when you mentioned something earlier, or Dr. Sherry Tenpenny mentioned something earlier about people being in fear. There's a lung doctor I was seeing, and she keeps coming in and saying, well, I've been fully vaccinated. You need to be vaccinated, too. And I mean, is the medical field still pushing the vaccine that hard?
Yes, they are. And I said publicly, and I mean it, for doctors and pharmacists that are still pushing the COVID jabs as hard as they can, they honestly, with all of the published literature now that shows the myocarditis and the turbo cancers and all the other health problems, all the neurological problems that these COVID jabs do, they should at the very least be charged with assault. And if the person dies, they should be charged with second-degree murder. They are so, you know, so brainwashed and so marching goose step to the program. If they're still trying to push COVID jabs onto people, it should be a crime.
Well, I can agree with you on that. This is the same doctor that, and I got a feeling it's not just her. I think it's the school system, the education. She literally told me, other than I should get the jab because she's been fully vaccinated. She told me.
Oh, it's a little bit of a blip, I guess.
Still there?
Yeah, we're still. All of a sudden, I lost both of y'all, but go ahead.
But I'm just wondering if the school system is really dumbing down the doctors, because she literally came out and said, well, we don't know the dangerous side effects of vitamin C and hawthornberry, magnesium, and there's been no science done on it. Is that very possible, too, that why they would say get the jab? Because it's just been dumbed down?
Well, when the only tool in your toolbox is a prescription pad, and that's, you know, it's that expression, you know, if your only tool is a hammer, everything looks like a nail. Well, if your only tool in your toolbox is a prescription pad and you've never bothered on your own time to investigate any of these things, then I would say that what she said is true, which is, in my opinion, just a statement of ignorance. And it's not just about medical school. You know, medical school, when you graduate, they call it commencement for a reason. It wasn't the end of your education. It was the beginning. And that you should take some time to look at things outside of whatever the pharmaceutical companies are shoving down your throat. And that kind of a statement that she just said, in my opinion, is a statement of complete ignorance. Because the least of the things that you said, like hawthornberry and CoQ10, there are hundreds of studies that have been done on those things. And so, and there are thousands of studies now. And literally, the last time I looked, I think somebody had written that there's over 4,000 articles and studies that have been written now on the problems with the COVID shots in all different ages, in children, in teenagers, in pregnant women, in adults, in geriatrics. The research is dense. And if she hasn't read it and she thinks there's no research on anything else, quite frankly, I'd get another doctor.
Amen.
I did find another doctor.
Yep.
And I found one that really loves the idea of using homeopathic. Even though she's an MD, she loves the idea that patients have a bill of rights. And she really honors that. The other thing I wanted to mention, too, a couple of years ago, my oldest sister, she's in her 90s now, my baby sister went to go visit her, and she was told, my little sister was told, you can't come and visit her unless you get vaccinated.
That's sad.
And that's kind of a lot of fear. Is there a lot of that much fear in people to go that far?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Oh, that was really, really, really a big thing during COVID. But now, you know, she should stand up for her rights and say that your older sister is not, they cannot medically kidnap her. and they can't make you get a shot in order to see her.
No.
Yeah.
There you go.
Well, my oldest sister said she had to be vaccinated to visit her. So I thought it was kind of a brainwashing technique that's being done anyways.
Well, she has sister taking stick it. That's all I can say.
Well,
I'll visit my family. Okay, Joe, I got to jump. A good call. Appreciate it. Thank you. Get feeling better. I want you to feel better.
Oh, I'm working on it. I'm going to get better.
All righty. All right, folks, line's open, 844-769-2944. We've time for some more calls. You want to call? We got another 10 or 15 minutes, so feel free to call in and share your thoughts. And Dr. Sherry, well, you just heard Joe mention that his family won't let other parts of the family go visit somebody because they haven't been jammed. And it is hard for me to fathom that people are really that selfish and frightened that they would keep families divided. I mean, we know it happened during the pandemic. It happened. People did not go visit families for holidays or whatever. They were too afraid they would get sick or pass this thing. They actually bought the lie and missed out on seeing the families. Many people died by themselves because no one could come and see them. They would break the law by being there. I mean, this is America today. God help us, Dr. Sherry. That's a sad statement.
Yeah, but it was happening in mass through 21, 22, and most of 23. For it to be happening now, it's just people that have so bought the Kool-Aid and are just spewing the party line. And the people, and so that means the rest of us have to refuse it. We have to set them straight and say, you're not right. You're not going to force me to take an experimental bioweapon in order to see a family member that I love. And if you don't get out of my way, I'm going to call the cops.
Wow. You know, you're right. And I totally agree with that. And, you know, you hate to see families divided over anything, but this was just sheer foolishness and still foolishness today. So what do you see happening in the near future with people that have got the jab? I mean, we're by no means near the end of this. When there's millions still to go to go to suffer. What do you see happening? Still there, Dr. Sherry? We lost her again? I don't know what's happening, folks. We keep losing Dr. Sherry. Is she back yet? Well, we're all going. Hope she'll call back in because we had a lot more questions to ask her. I don't know what's happening. Still there, Dr. Sherry? We lost her again? I don't know what's happening, folks. We keep losing Dr. Sherry. Is she back yet? Well, we're all going. Hope she'll call back in because we had a lot more questions to ask her. I don't know what's happening.
Well, I was going to ask her a question about it. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
I had a good friend a couple years ago when the COVID was going on, you know,
mm-hmm.
And he had trouble breathing. He had a bout where he had trouble breathing, you know, and it kind of scared him. His wife took him to the local hospital, and they put him on a ventilator. He died 5 days later. And I was going to ask her about the danger of ventilators that they put everybody on.
Well, we know that they did that. We know that was part of the plan for the COVID plan to put people on ventilators and give them Remdesivir, which was that drug that killed their body organs. We know that's part of the plan because they got paid hundreds of thousands of dollars for each patient they put on a ventilator. This is a fact. The hospital did it for money. So did the doctors. This is no longer a secret. Okay, Dr. Sherry back with us? I don't hear. Okay, she got it back. Okay. Dr. Sherry, are you there with us?
Yeah, I am. I just, I'm just sitting at my desk. I don't even have, I just have my phone laying on the desk. I'm not even touching it, so I don't know what happened.
Well, somebody didn't want to hear you talk any longer probably, but Bruce is on the air with us out of Ohio, and anyone who has a question to ask you.
Yeah, I was telling Dr. Sherry, I had a good friend 3 years ago or so when the COVID was going on, and he had a bout where he had trouble breathing, and it scared him, and his wife took him to the hospital, and they immediately put him on a ventilator. He died 5 days later. I mean, that quick. And what do you say about these ventilators?
But that story is one of millions. The same story can be told by millions of people across this country. And all those stories are unique because they happen to you, but they're not a unique story. I mean, many, I don't know if you've read Dr. Brian Artish's book on the COVID-19 and on all the things that happened with the remdesivir and the ventilators. But that's what happened with thousands and thousands and thousands of people. There's a new movie out, a new documentary called Vaxxed 3. You know, Vaxxed 1 and Vaxxed 2 were about problems with autism, vaccines and autism. Vaxxed 3 are stories of people that died during all the COVID thing, that they either did not get appropriate treatment or they got inappropriate treatment with remdesivir and ventilators, or they were withheld from family members, all kinds of things. It's a two-hour documentary that just lays out story after story after story. And Polly Tommy is the producer on that documentary. And the most important thing she said in the entire documentary is she said, you know, I do 40 to 50 of these interviews a day, all across the country, from the east and the west to the north to the south. And the stories are always the same, 40 to 50 a day, like 6 days a week. People got sick. All they really needed was oxygen, maybe an antibiotic. And they got put on a ventilator and they died. And it's happened all across the country. And so it's what happened. And my response to that documentary was that all the people that happened to, they should all get together and go to the hospital and put a big yellow tape around it because it's a crime scene. People didn't die from COVID. People died of malpractice, mistreatment that hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin were withheld. They didn't get, budesimide inhalers. They didn't get steroids. They didn't get antibiotics. They didn't get anything. They were put on a ventilator, usually on their stomach, and then they were given remdesivir. That 5 days of remdesivir killed most people's kidneys, and they died. And so that institution that did that, in my opinion, is a crime scene. And we should have our local sheriffs, deputize us so we can go in and do a citizen's arrest of these people running around in white coats that think they're untouchable.
Well, you know, and we do know that hospitals made a fortune off of that. They were paid for each patient did that, and they were paid for each one they said had COVID. Whether they did or not, they were paid hundreds of thousands of dollars, and doctors were too. This is not a guess. This is a fact. Go ahead, Bruce. You want to say something else?
I was going to say, what is the danger of the ventilators? What do they actually do to your lungs that people die that quick?
Well, I'm quite sure it wasn't just the ventilator that he died from. I mean, unless he had underlying lung disease. They probably gave him remdesivir or something similar to that, or they mistreated him some other way. Ventilators, but if you get put on a ventilator and you really don't need to be on one, the pressure of the ventilators can cause long-term lung damage. It usually does not kill you from putting you on a ventilator, but if you are on a ventilator and you really didn't need it, it could cause long-term lung damage.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
All right.
Okay.
I didn't examine him. I wasn't there. But I'm just saying the likelihood of him dying because of the ventilator is probably low. It's because of some other thing that he got, most likely remdesivir.
Okay.
Okay.
Good call, Bruce.
All right. Thanks.
Thanks. Thanks for call. Folks, lines open again, 844-769-2944. And we know it's a fact that these hospitals and doctors got kickbacks and paid big bucks for lying, even though somebody did not have COVID, to say they had COVID and treated for COVID. But Dr. Sherry, this is not a conspiracy theory. This actually happened. Why is this not talked about now more openly? And why are there not more lawsuits going on?
Well, because of something called the PREP Act that was passed in 2005. And I'm actually got a book that I'm going to be releasing after the first of the year about exactly that, why we can't sue anybody, why people don't get compensation, what the problem was with all of this treatment was because of something called the PREP Act, which gave them complete immunity and liability for anything that they did, even if they killed you.
That law needs to be challenged in court because that's totally immoral.
In order for you to sue anybody, you have to get the state's attorney general to come to your side to fight against the pharmaceutical company, and they are free from liability from everything, including if they kill you.
This is absolutely absurd, insane, and I can't even think of a word to describe it. But it's just unbelievable to have this kind of power on people today. It really, truly is. It just gets hard to get your mind wrapped around it. Let's talk to Craig in Iowa. Craig, come on in.
Hello, Butch.
Yes, sir. Welcome.
Oh, yeah. Hi, Dr. Tenpenny. Hey, I just caught your radio program tonight. Just wanted to call in. Hey, thanks for bringing this up. This is something that we should not forget that happened to everybody, right? I mean, the power of the government and stuff to push this on people. It's just there's so many people that's already forgotten about this that are like, what? I mean, we just went through it. Hey, thanks for bringing this up. This is something that we should not forget that happened to everybody, right? I mean, the power of the government and stuff to push this on people. It's just there's so many people that's already forgotten about this that are like, what? I mean, we just went through it, and there's some folks that's about my age that they're showing signs now. So, and I, you know, they can't figure out why a friend of mine's liver's acting up. I don't know if that could have been from the COVID shot.
It could be. No doubt.
Yeah. I don't know what all, you know. And then there's also, I've heard of a fellow telling me the other day that there's a class action lawsuit that people are signing up for that had relatives that died of not COVID, but then the hospitals were saying was COVID. Have you guys heard anything about that?
I haven't. Have you
yes,
not,
I have heard. I have heard. Okay. I have heard some things about that. That there is it's a medical malpractice large suit because people were mistreated. They were not treated with the appropriate drugs and the appropriate doses at the appropriate length of time. And, you know, and there were, you know, people that died. Like, I know a friend of mine whose father died, not because of COVID, but they treated him like he had COVID. And what he had was, diabetic ketoacidosis and abdominal pain. And he wasn't even appropriately treated for that. And so there are a lot of people that just as soon as they went to the hospital, they were put in a COVID ward. They were put on a ventilator because they got lots of money for it. They got $39,000 for that.
True.
The hospitals
yes.
did. And they got money for giving them remdesivir, 5 days of which put them on dialysis for life if they survived it. And then there were a lot of people that had, like, went to the hospital. They couldn't breathe because they were just having an asthma attack. Or that they were having a sinus infection, and they were all treated like COVID and had really bad outcomes. So I have heard about that people were trying to get together to do something about it, but they're going to have a really tough time. I hope they have they're going to get around the EUAs because all of these things were, you know, all these things were listed under the emergency use authorization, which means they get broad liability to do whatever they want under those rules. I mean, the people who set this up, who set up COVID and set up the EUAs and set up things, the covered countermeasures under the PREP Act and the injury compensation program, are very smart lawyers who are very evil. And the whole thing was set up to throw to bring in everybody by fear, coerce them into getting this experimental injection, and then throwing them underneath the bus, not taking care of them medically, not taking care of them economically. It was all set up in advance to absolutely trash the American people.
Okay. Good question, Greg. Hope that answered the question for you.
Yes, it does. Hey, I'll back out here so some other callers can get in.
All right,
thank you very much.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Thank you. Folks, we got about 2.5 minutes left. If you want to call, you better hurry. 844-769-2944. Ask his question a second ago. We didn't get much into it. What do you see happening over the next months or a few years because of the jab?
people are going to continue to be sick and die. I mean, I said back when all this started, I said it's going to be about 3 to 5 years out from the, from, you know, the two shots and a booster from when, from, so this would have been from about 2022. It's going to be about 3 to 5 years out, so 2025 to 2027, where we're going to see the massive amounts of heart attacks and strokes because of the blood clot formations, the heart attacks and the strokes. And then it's going to be about 10 years out, so it would have been around 2030, when will be unbelievable amounts of autoimmune disease. I had two immunologists tell me that early on, that they said, Dr. T, we're in big trouble. People are going to end up with massive autoimmune disease unlike anything we've seen before, and the current medications probably aren't going to work. And so this is a long-term, slow kill process. You know, we had, you know, when I did right in July of 21, I did a big, big webinar that had thousands of people that did the webinar. That the webinar was called The 40 Mechanisms of Injury, How the COVID Shots Can Make You Sick or Kill You. And it was divided into four categories. You know, you took the all 40 of those mechanisms of injury, and you could divide them into four categories. And the first category was sudden death, because in the first 72 hours, there was a big spike up of the number of people that died. That it should have, the shot should have stopped right there. That was the clinical indicator of what was happening. It should have stopped within the first 2 weeks of release. Which tells me that they knew this was going to happen and this was intended.
We're down about, about 30 seconds. I'm sorry.
The second category was spike proteins. The third is autoimmune disease. And the fourth is cancer. So this is just going to continue. And there are, you know, there's things that people, you know, EDTA, chlorella, things that people can do to clean up their health and to try to detox their system. And the most important thing that they can do is get right with the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Dr. Sherry, I thank you, and God bless you for what you're doing and for being with me tonight. I do appreciate you. I may pick on you, but I want you to know I respect you a lot.
Okay. Thank you, Pastor.
And we'll be in touch. And if you're down my way, let me know. We'll put another biscuit in the oven, another tater in the pot, and you can come join us.
That sounds good. Thank you so much.
Well, God bless you, sis. I'll talk to you soon again. If you need me, give me a call, okay? If you need me, give me a holler.
Will do.
All right, folks, you heard it. We did the best we could tonight to help people understand this. This is for real. There's nothing here that even sneeze about. It's for real. I know I'm about out of time. I don't hear music playing, but I'm sure when the time comes. There it is. By the grace of God, I'll see you in the office tomorrow between 9 and 4 Eastern. Do give us a call. Love to see you there. Have a good night.
Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.